Everybody's got a story. You got a story. Your story matters immensely. It matters to you. It matters to God, because God created you. Nobody gets the story they want. For every one of us, there are days, weeks, years, when our story becomes difficult. And this might be one of those seasons for you. If it's not this one, that season will come. The invitation that I want to give to you today is lean in. We are in the midst of the Olympics as I am talking to you right now into this camera. And there was a race with Noah Lyles to win the 100 meters and the fabulous title of fastest human being in the world. And I want to come back to that. But I want to start with words from the Apostle Paul in his own story and tell you where these reflections come from. I just spent a week in Montana with my wife, Nancy, and we were with friends, Jim and Andrea Hawthorne. And Jimmy's father, Jerry Hawthorne, was my Greek New Testament prof, had a very deep influence in my life and the life of many other folks. Jerry was a very, very wonderful scholar, although deeply humble, deeply aware of a sense of inadequacy and weakness. And Jimmy and I got to talk about that some at the camp that Jimmy leaves in the Yellowstone area. And Jerry would often talk about being like Winnie the Pooh, a bare little brains, even though he was very, very bright. And somehow his sense of weakness, instead of getting in the way of what he contributed, actually was a part of it. Somehow, for as brilliant a scholar as he was, that sense that he had of his own inadequacy made him very approachable and very safe for any of us that had something difficult that we wanted to talk about. And so his influence in the lives of many, many students at that college over the decades was profound. He taught a class in Greek at 8 o'clock in the morning, which is very early to try to learn Greek. I had a friend who would always sleep in that class. He eventually became a lawyer. And we used to joke someday, he would say, "You're out of the defense rest." But Jerry would begin his class with a few devotional thoughts. And they were so wonderful, and they flowed so deeply from both his heart and his mind that you never wanted to miss them. So when I was with Jimmy last week, I had the wonderful opportunity. He gave me a folder that had notes of those old devotional thoughts in that handwriting that was so familiar to me. And I photocopied, shot a few of them with my phone, and this is from one of them. When your story gets difficult today, if not today, tomorrow, he has the phrase from the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, where God says, strength is perfected in weakness. And the word for strength or power that belongs to God, dunamis. My wife says that anytime folks in the church talk about dunamis, they'll talk about how we get the word dynamite from that. But that's because it's always men preachers who talk about it. They love to blow things up, and it also has to do with words like dynamic. So, true. But here's what Jerry wrote down. There's a variety of ways of trying to translate what it is that Paul is saying here. Power is made perfect in weakness, or power is at its best in weakness, or power comes to its full strength in weakness. This is God's word to us, channeled through the Apostle Paul, my friend Dr. Hawthorne said. Now, we all know that perfection cannot be perfected, but we forget and need to be reminded that only the imperfect can be perfected, and only the weak can become strong, and this is you and me now, and only the unskilled can become skilled. And Dr. Hawthorne wrote, this word came to Paul when he was tempted to hide behind his weakness. You might know he says that he had was actually given to keep him from being too conceited, what he described as a thorn in the flesh, and wanted it to be taken away, and God didn't. But God did not give Paul an out from his calling. And so Jerry Hawthorne wrote, and it comes to me, to us, when we want to do the same, when we're tempted to hide behind our weakness. I can't. Let us never make weakness our excuse. And it's very moving because I think about how often in Dr. Hawthorne's life, given his own vulnerability to anxiety and worry and a sense of inadequacy, he was called to generate, demonstrate, ask God for the courage to keep going on in ways that nobody would ever understand the cost to him, but all of us found so deeply inspiring. For by God's grace, a power and our own cooperation with that power, something happens. Our imperfections can move forward toward perfection. Our lack of skill can be totally transformed, and weakness can become strength. God's word to us today, my dynamic power, my capability, my capacity is being made perfect in your inability, in your weakness. That's our word for today. And I was thinking about this, watching the Olympics with a group of friends. And last night when we were watching, and they did the race, the 100-meter race, and the most elite athletes in the world lined up against each other, and the gun went off. And afterward, they reviewed the race meter by meter. And I think it was maybe 20 meters in, a runner named Noah Lyles from the United States was in last place. Everybody in the field was in front of him, but he kept going. The Apostle Paul said, "This one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the mark," using the image of that runner who will just not stop running. And he kept going. And eventually, he pulled ahead. At the end, he was very, very close to actually the top four or five runners, in particular to Jamaican runner who ended up with a silver medal. And what made the difference, what won the race, was he leaned in. It was the lean when they showed it that won the race. And it made me think of another writer, Parker Palmer, who would also struggle sometimes with a sense of depression and a sense of weakness and inadequacy. And he was one time having to climb up a very difficult rock climbing section of a mountain. And he was terrified and just wanted to stop. And what happens very often when you're in a situation like that is that you want to lean in and hug the mountain. And actually, you have to be willing in that moment to lean in a direction that you would not normally lean. And I was thinking about that watching Noah Lowry at the end, and what made the difference for him was when he was running and at the tape, he leaned forward, and it was actually leaning in to what was coming, leaning into the finish, leaning into the future. It was the lean that won the race. So now, today, whatever it is that you're facing, there will be something, there will be a challenge, there will be a problem. You'll get news that you didn't want to hear. There will be a difficulty at work. I don't know how to solve it. There'll be somebody in my family that I will want to help, or I will find a weakness in myself, a tendency to withdraw or to get angry or to quit. And I'll want to use my weakness as an excuse to stop, as an excuse to hide. So the word today is for you to remember, for me to remember these words that came to Apostle Paul and have inspired people, wonderful people, remarkable people, ordinary people, fallible people, fallen people. Now for 2,000 years, there is a strength that is available to us. And we thank God for that strength, but then thank God for your weakness, because for some reason, I don't understand, that power, that particular kind of power is made perfect in weakness. And we see that ultimately on the cross, which was in Jesus's day in the ancient world, the place of the ultimate expression of weakness and failure. And that is the very place that the power of God, the dynamic, the dunamis of God, triumphed over death and resulted in resurrection. And that's what keeps me going. There's a great race going on. Your story is, among other things, the story of a great race. So don't stop. Don't quit. Don't let discouragement or difficulty get in the way. You keep going today at that point. And remember, oh God, oh God, oh God, may it be so. May your strength be made perfect in my weakness. You got one story. You got one day for it. Make it great.
Hey, if you enjoyed that video, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss any future teachings from John Ortberg here at Become New. My name's Tim, and I'm a part of the team here. This series is all about stories. Everybody has a story, and everybody's story matters. And we want to know about your story, whether it's a story of coming to faith or a story of spiritual growth. Whatever it is, we're here for you. You can email that to us at connect@becomenew.com, or you can text it to us. You can also sign up for daily reminders whenever we drop a new video via text by texting the word become to the number 855-888-0444. You can also send us prayer requests there. There's a team of us that meet to pray each weekday for viewers just like yourself. If you'd like to receive the emails that go along with each video, be sure to check that out at becomenew.com/subscribe. More than a video to watch, this is really a community to belong to, and we're so glad that you're a part of it. We'll catch you next time.